Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you for this Masterclass Immersion Life School webinar.
Hi, everyone. We're really excited to be talking to you today. What we wanted to talk to you about is the energy of spiritual partnership. We talk about spiritual partnership for sure, often, but we're thinking about some things that might be really useful and supportive to you. So we'll start with that. And I think, basically, I was thinking about it the other day, that many times when people hear the word spiritual partnership, they don't think, they don't have any idea of the significance of it. They have no idea. And so we want to talk about the significance of it and what happens when people start practicing spiritual partnership sometimes. So, beloved, let's just begin.
Sure. We're talking to you about spiritual partnership again this webinar because we've noticed over the years and sometimes even now that the students in the Life School and sometimes the participants in the Masterclass Immersion don't actually practice spiritual partnerships. They know about spiritual partnerships, they know what they are, they know the dynamics of them, but they have a resistance inside themselves to actually practicing them.
Do you notice that in yourself? Just be with that for a little bit.
If you do notice any resistance, then look at how you yourself are looking at spiritual partnership. For example, if you look at it as a technique, then it's a technique, it's something that you have to do right and you're trying not to do wrong. And not only that, while you are sort of fearing doing it wrong, then you are looking at it as something that's challenging for you and not really pleasant. And then you're projecting that onto the person that you'd like to create a spiritual partnership with. So how far do you think that's going to go in creating an intimate, deep, and meaningful relationship? In other words, you're looking at, if you're doing this, you're looking at creating authentic power, something like you're looking at someone knocking on your door with a belief system and a
pattern. You mean spiritual partnership? Creating spiritual partnership and authentic power?
Sometimes if you're looking at, I was talking about spiritual partnership now.
Right.
But if either one or both, but if you're looking at, in this case, creating spiritual partnership, and thinking that when you're going to do this with someone else, that they're going to be looking at you as someone with a belief system and a pamphlet knocking on their door, and then you project your reaction to what someone doing to that approach to you onto them. I hope you're still following me. The point is, there's no easy flow of energy because you're resistant to doing something wrong or to doing this technique in the right way. And not only that, you're thinking that it's going to be unpleasant for the person that you're trying to do it with. And all of this is going in the wrong direction. And if any of this applies to you, then we have some very good news for you today.
Really good news, beloved, really good news.
And that is that creating a spiritual partnership is the most rewarding, enriching, gratifying, fulfilling thing that you can do, not only for yourself, but for the other person. In other words, if you're thinking of it as a technique, it's something that you just check off on your list of things to do or techniques to do so that you can be more spiritual. But creating a spiritual partnership, yes, it is being more spiritual, but it's much more than that. It's connecting with the other person. And that's the thing that we really want to share with you on this call. Creating spiritual...
And you mean really caring about another person, that you really want to create a deeper relationship.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You can't have a spiritual partnership if you don't care about the other person. Now, of course, most people say, well, of course I care about the other person. But I don't mean in an abstract sense. I mean, do you really care about the person you're talking to in the moment that you're talking to them? That's what's important. Do you feel that way? Are you open? Are you connected? If you are, then you're in a good position to start talking. But if you're not, look inside yourself and see if there's a frightened part of your personality that's active and that's preventing you from really opening to this person.
I want to give an example. Yesterday, we were in our town. We were at a place we call the co-op.
And everybody calls it the co-op.
And some of you know about the co-op. So we were at the co-op with our granddaughter and her boyfriend, and they were getting breakfast. And there was no place to sit except for one table. And Gary went over to that table because there was a couple there, or a guy there, and he didn't have any food. So Gary asked him if he was just getting ready to leave or what. And the kid said, no, I'm going to be leaving. We'll move over. So I saw them engaged and talking, and I walked over. And Gary said, well, why don't you just join us? Because they'd already eaten, but they sat and joined us, and we had the most amazing conversation. It was so special. And I know it was because you really cared about the people. You were looking for a table, but you were so open to them, and they were so open to us. It was really beautiful what happened.
Exactly. And it turned out that they were both the ages of our granddaughter who was visiting with us. And I could see when I asked him if he had already eaten and that he was and she were prepared to leave the table just out of courtesy to give it to us, because they could see that we had four people. And that was the only table that could really seat that many people. And I really appreciated that in him. So I asked him to join us, like Linda said. And we had the most delightful conversation. And our granddaughter had the most delightful conversation with them also.
Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend ended up going to another table because he had this conversation with this other guy. So we just had this amazing experience of deepening connections with people around us that was very special. And to me, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of a possible spiritual partnership. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see them again, but I'm not sure that we won't. I mean, I really felt a deep connection, and it was so beautiful, the things we were talking about, and it was deep things. We weren't talking about, they were talking about really deep things, about our lives, about what they had just been doing and all of that.
But that happened very easily. We didn't say, they didn't immediately start talking about the deeper things in their lives. They started talking about what people usually talk about, saying hello and hi and do you live here and what are you doing? But it moved very easily and smoothly into a deeper conversation, and that was the perfect place to begin a spiritual partnership. So if you're looking at spiritual partnership as a technique, you might be thinking that you need to say things that spiritual partners say to one another, such as, what's your intention for saying that? Mm. Or do you think what you just said or did comes from love or comes from fear? But if you start a conversation with someone else by saying, did what you just say come from love or from fear? That will deaden the conversation, and it will end it quickly.
Especially if they don't know anything about spiritual partnership or authentic power.
Precisely. So for the masterclass immersion participants, you already have given one another permission to be in spiritual partnerships, because you want one another. You want others to remind you, you want spiritual partners to let you know when you may be in a frightened part of your personality and you're not aware of it, or when you're in a frightened part of your personality and you are aware of it and you're indulging it anyway. A frightened part of a spiritual partner will help you see that, will remind you, so that then you can choose whether you're going to continue to do that or whether you're going to challenge it.
Yeah, I think the thing that for me, what I was thinking about, Beloved, when we were talking about spiritual partnership, is that if you really understood the significance of this complete change in the way we are in relationship with each other, which we call spiritual partnership, a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth, if you really understood the significance, you wouldn't be able to wait a moment to start creating spiritual partnerships, not just with people in the Masterclass Immersion Program or in the Life School because you're in a small group, but you would want to have that openness to everyone and anyone who might be open, because what happens when you create these spiritual partnerships is that it enhances your growth so much. It supports you so much in being able to really see things about yourself that you couldn't see before. And what a better thing than that? I mean, instead of relationships being about manipulating and controlling each other like they have been forever, and in agreement with each other, this is a very different kind of relationship. It enhances and supports your spiritual growth directly.
In other words, because you care about someone else, there's a lot of, and that's why you could hardly wait. You will be very eager to start an interaction. Now, some people, when they're in a frightened part of their personality, are very eager to start an interaction because they're critical and they have a lot of things that they would like to say in the course of a conversation about what they don't particularly care for about the other person. But this is not that kind of interaction. It's an interaction that begins with care. And if you're going to care for someone else, you've got to care for yourself first. So in other words, if you're critical of yourself, if you're judging yourself, if you're hard on yourself, if you don't think that you're capable of loving, if you anticipate that no one's going to enjoy speaking with you because you don't enjoy being with you either, then that's what you're going to see in the other person. When you might say that compassion is medicine that you give to yourself, and as you give to yourself, you give it to the other person at the same time. So if you really care for yourself, which means take the time to be patient with yourself, take the time to be understanding and accepting of yourself, not tolerating, but really accepting. When you're in a frightened part of your personality, realizing that you're in the Earth School and you're in a process. And then as you recognize you're in a frightened part of your personality, challenge it by reaching for a loving part of your personality to act from. When you do that with yourself, then you'll be able to really care for another person. And when you can really care for another person, you're at ease and you're comfortable with the other person. And you're not in a hurry for the other person to finish talking so that you can go back to reading your book if you're on a plane or thinking about something else. Then the other person recognizes that you're really interested in them, genuinely interested, and that makes conversation easy. I've seen this, as I mentioned before, so many times when Linda and I are on airplanes, because then I can see her interacting with a brand new person at close range because they're either sitting next to each other or across the aisle. And she doesn't start the conversation by saying, did what you just say to the flight attendant come from love or fear? I think that would have ended the conversation right there. But she's so interested in them that she'll ask them something that she wants to know about, like, where are you going? Or where are you coming from? Or, oh, do you live there? And because they know that Linda is really interested in them and not just making conversation, I'm always amazed at how warm and friendly the conversation turns very quickly.
Well, that might be the way I begin it, but my intention is to have a deeper connection with them always. That's really why I'm talking to them, because I am interested in them. Absolutely. Because I think a lot of people start conversations like that on planes, but I think that for me, it's really to connect with them in a deeper way, if it's possible, and without being attached, because that doesn't always happen.
So that's what I was attempting to suggest that you do. That you not start off saying, using a technique, but interacting because you really are interested and open for a deeper connection and a more rewarding interaction than most people have, because they don't really care about the person that they're talking to. When Linda does that, I see how deep the conversation can go and how easily it can go. And usually by the end of the flight, Linda and this other person are actually in spiritual partnership and discussing with each other as they are, without Linda necessarily using the word spiritual partnership.
No, I don't always use that. It depends on the person. But the thing is that it's so exciting to me to be able to create spiritual partners, because that's what I want. But it's not a technique to me. But I think that a lot of times people think, from frightened parts of their personality that they have to say certain things and do it a certain way. Say, are you creating from love or fear? What's your intention for saying that? Things like that. But those are all things that are fine to say if it's appropriate. But if it's done because you think you have to do it or you think it's the right way to do it, that comes from fear, not from love. And so we're saying when you're using spiritual partnership as a technique, it's not going to go anywhere. And you're going to be disappointed because it comes from frightened parts of your own personality. So we're just saying that's such good news to really understand the depth of what it means to be in a true relationship, a spiritual partnership, where you really care about each other. And as Gary said, you have to begin to care about yourself first. You have to have patience with yourself. When you see a frightened part that feels impatient with you, then you challenge that. You feel where it is and you challenge it so that you can feel that love for yourself. And all the time, and you just begin to practice that more and more. And the more you do, the more you'll want to connect with people in a deeper way. Such a beautiful thing. And also, after a while, things may be really beautiful when you first start a relationship with someone. There may be no frightened parts that come up for right away, don't you think? Below that happens a lot, where it doesn't happen right away. Things are really wonderful, but then you have the opportunity to challenge those, to notice what's happened in each of you and to be able to really support each other.
First, you need to know if there's a frightened part of your personality active in you. That's what we're talking about, starting with care, starting with the desire to connect in order to create authentic power, or starting to connect because you're not aware of what you're doing in the moment. Maybe you're asking someone, what do you do? Because you're looking for someone who can help you in some way. Maybe you want to raise money and this person might be a fundraiser or might be an investment advisor. Or maybe you're interested in the web and this person might be knowledgeable about social media. The point is, if you start a conversation that way, you're not really caring for the other person. So that's why, if you want to create a spiritual partnership, it starts with just interacting in a caring way with another human being. And if you're in a frightened part of your personality and you haven't, and you're not aware of it because you haven't checked your emotional energy system, check it. And then see if you really are in a loving part of your personality or if you are acting from a loving part of your personality, because that's the energy that you're giving to the other person. And that's the energy that will either create a defensiveness in the other person or an openness in the other person. Fear in you will create a reaction, because the pursuit of external power always produces distance. It produces violence and destruction, even if those are strong words, but just pushing someone away is a violent thing to do, and as you become emotionally aware, you'll experience that. So as you are reaching out with care for the other person, you will find many times that the other person will reply or respond with an openness to you, and that's the beginning of a spiritual partnership.
And I think that I just really want to emphasize again that the possibility of being in a spiritual partnership is such good news. And it's not that you find one person to be a spiritual partnership, in spiritual partnership with. It's really that your orientation is, I want to be in spiritual partnership with everyone that's possible. I want that because that's the kind of relationships that I want. And I know that's what's going to make such a difference in the world. When we all care about each other, when we want to make a contribution to each other, that's what's going to change things. And it's going to accelerate each other's spiritual growth. I mean, there's nothing more important than that. So I think that's really the good news that I love sharing, because I think that some people do have a different opinion about that. And I know that only comes from frightened parts of the personality, because if you really
understood... What people have a different opinion about what?
About spiritual partnership. They think it's a technique, or they think that we're talking about soulmate, or they think it's only for couples, and and that it's we live happily ever after because we're in this spiritual relationship. But actually, spiritual partnership is the deepest relationship you can be in and the most rewarding. But it's also, it really brings up everything. As you, the ones of you who've been practicing spiritual partnership, you know, it brings up all the frightened parts. But the thing is that that's so good because then you can see them for what they are and challenge them and do something about them. Otherwise, they kind of control you in the background all the time. And you don't even know that's happening. And so our spiritual partnerships are our relationships that not only help us, but we are able to support other people as well. It's such a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing, absolutely.
And it starts with care for the person you're speaking with.
It starts with care for yourself first, I think, huh?
Both at the same
time.
Yeah,
at the same time.
And then as the conversation continues, it may continue over a period of time, but eventually a frightened part of your personality or a frightened part of another person's personality will become activated, or a loving part. And you can use that yourself to challenge or to cultivate. Mm-hmm. And if the other person is open, you can begin to share what you know about internal dynamics. So this is why when we... this is why we're always suggesting that you create spiritual partnerships at home. And whenever we do that, we always say the first step is look at the people in your life and pick someone that you want to have a more meaningful, a more substantive relationship with, a deeper relationship. Start there. Start with someone that you want to have that kind of relationship with, and then let that guide your interaction. Your interest in that person, your care about that person, your openness to that person's life, to her challenges, to her aspirations, to where she's going, to what she's doing. And that will lead to spiritual partnerships. The point that we want to make is that it's a natural process. Mm-hmm. It's not an artificial process. It's not an imposed process. It's a process that flows naturally from care and deepens in care and becomes rewarding in care. And that helps you create authentic power in care. And also, as your spiritual partnership deepens, it helps you support others in creating authentic power. That's a spiritual partnership. It's warm. It's rewarding. It's deep. It's meaningful. It's not superficial or shallow, because none of the things that you're talking about, even if it's where are you going, are superficial or shallow. You really want to know. You want to know why, because you're interested and you're on the way to a spiritual partnership.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I really love talking about this and I love hearing stories of when people are actually creating spiritual partnerships, because I know that's the way that you're going to really allow yourself to grow much faster. And not only that, you're going to be so supportive of other people. And there's nothing more exciting to me than being able to support other people in a way, and also know that they are there to support me as well, that I'm there to make a contribution to them, and they want to do the same to me. For me, that's so beautiful. Even though sometimes it may be painful, because frightened parts of the person, my personality may come up, and they do. But it's still what I want. It's definitely what I want. And I wouldn't know the things that I do now if Gary and I hadn't been practicing spiritual partnership and had other people that we're in spiritual partnership with to support us, and we support them in their growth. It's so beautiful.
And as you learn about spiritual partnership, really learn about it in an experiential way, you'll find that that's what you really want too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.